League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Roxy, who you rap for?
I'm fat.
You go off with the homeless hobo look.
That's crazy. Patrick, you heard what they saying about you. Is Pat coming in today?
He won't be here today, so you'll be Pat.
No, because he got you filling in for him.
What's up, everybody? I'm Patrick Cloud.
You know, what's up, Luke? Somebody with some undone braids. Remember that's how we used to always say, yeah, undone braids.
Hey, you gotta do an episode with Meg and Jasmine because people do not believe that they two different people.
Oh yeah, I saw that. Ellis, yeah, they call why they call me evil though? I'm the evil. You the evil. I was like, wait, what?
I mean, out of the two, just based off of behaviors, you know.
That's funny. What's up, Lou? Look at you looking all fresh face.
Oh, you do look fresh face.
Ooh, you got a boo, don't you, Lou? Huh?
See, you got that glow on it right now.
Oh, see,
I've been sick all week, and I ain't got no boo.
I'm trying to get sick. If that's how your skin look after,
you look good, girl. To be sick.
Girl, this ain't nothing but soap and water. I ain't put no moisturizer on.
Do you have that mystery sickness that everybody's been getting lately? That's like a bad cough and then like sore throat and all that. What is it?
It's like mucus and stuff. What is it? Is that new?
Yes. COVID? Yeah. I could not shake it for like 2 weeks, and my voice is still messed up.
That's why I'm a little hoarse. All week I've been out. Like literally, I went out Monday night. I didn't wear a jacket, and I came home the next day, and when I say I felt it immediately, I was like, yo, I'm down for the count. I could not shake it. I've been coughing my ass off. So if I've been eating a lot, girl, my chest, I could feel it right here in my chest. And as soon as I cough it up, you see that little green mucus? I was like, oh, I'm done.
It's going to take you about 2 weeks, if not longer. And that cost may last.
I got work next week. I gotta go do some golf stuff. I got to be talking and be personable and shit.
I will tell you, I didn't have no energy. I was like looking up, like, what is this? Because it's not COVID. It's not strep. It's not the flu. And I went to the doctor. She was like, yeah, I just saw like five people the same thing you have. I was like, what is it? She was like, it's just a virus. It's a very bad virus. And then when I asked, I couldn't find anything online about it, except for on TikTok. Everybody was like, I got these are my symptoms. What is this? Everybody is like, what's going on?
Yep. See, this is what I get for going outside. I never go outside. And the one time I go outside, I get sick.
Get the cooties, girl. Stay home.
Farron had it too. Farron had it. And I think April's still going through it right now. April Rouse, but yeah, it's going around like crazy. Yeah. It's going around like crazy. What's up, Dion? Dion, we see you moving.
It's bad.
Oh, there we go.
Haha, you're me now. How's it feel?
Sounds bad.
Yeah.
All right, now you back. Dion, we ain't seen you in a minute. Where you been?
Hey, Mr. Lack.
Where you been? What you been doing?
Sick.
Oh, shit.
You had the cooties too?
I'm not. I just want to be cool with y'all.
What a liar.
You know? Just want to be sick. You know?
What kind of sickness you have? Ugly?
Oh,
damn.
Oh.
And that's why they called you Evil Jasmine. Jasmine would never say that.
I'm trying to fit in with you. You gonna still strike me, yo?
What you got?
playing the
effect. I didn't deny you, Jesus. That's I'm here crazy. With you. Like, yeah.
The shit ain't even started yet. Can I tell you the gym thing?
Oh, yeah.
It was crazy. All right, yo. All right. So I was on the. This has never happened to me. And I was excited, but I shouldn't have been. I was at the gym and I got on a bike. You ain't be standing up on a bike. And so from across the room, this girl was like doing all of this. I'm like, what the fuck is she doing? So apparently it was some old man in the pool that was like, had been watching me the whole time through the glass. And so they went and called the security because he just was like staring the whole time through the glass and he wouldn't leave. So they had to like damn near drag him out the gym. But I was like, damn, oh, I'm getting ass now. You stare, I'm getting ass. Is this what this feels like to be objectified? You get pulled out. I was like, he didn't, I should not be happy about this.
Roxy, Roxy walked him outside and got his number. You know,
she's saying, like, what was you looking at, though? Like,
what if he was just blind?
The whole time he's a perv. And you.
Shut up, G. Nah, you was, I said, oh, these.
He was swimming with a cane, Dion.
Yeah, he just like, he just looking like this, like he working on this. You think he looking at you? He just like.
In the pool. In the creek. That's how you know you ain't been in no gym. That's what you do in the pool. He ain't never pooled. He ain't never swim. He ain't never pooled. But yeah, he got escorted out. And I was like, for me? For me? So yeah.
Oh my God. He is probably a sexual predator and you over here excited but because like, he was staring at your booty.
Rocky's like, I gotta get him where I can.
I said, these
get the compliments where I can.
I don't blame you, girl. Get it.
You know, it's hard out here.
What was he was just like standing right behind you.
He was standing right, but he was, I got the video of them talking.
Oh, you got a video.
Cause I'm like, I was like, yo, this homie just right. He was just standing like
this. Oh, he
like,
was right behind you.
Ooh, oh, show us the video real quick. Let's see.
It's just the recording.
I thought
of them
you meant like he was like watching you from like a distance.
Nah, he was, it was like, it's like the little, you know where they had like the little grass area? So I'm in a little grass area and they got a bike. Dion don't know, that's why he's shaking his head. So it's called the gym, Dion. And then what they have
what
is
gym you go to?
For 24.
Universal gym? Like all gym look the same?
Yes. And so then they have like the bikes right here and then it's the pool and they have like a glass right there. Little glass. So I'm on the bike here and he literally was looking through the glass here. And they went to go talk to him, and then he was arguing with the people.
That sound like fresh out behavior. That sound like somebody that just got out of jail, ain't been around no women. First thing he do is go to the gym because that's all he know. And he's like, "Oh shit, there's women in here."
It's hard buns out here. I'm trying to get some of that.
So hard was, buns.
But once again, like you know, me. I was mad. I'm like, sir, it's a fatter ass over there. You're wasting both of our time. But yeah, that shit was to get dragged out the gym for being a pervert at like 8 a.m. Like,
that's crazy.
You're doing a lot, sir.
That's dedication.
That's your work right there. What's up with you, Dion? How was your weekend?
My weekend was with my kids, man. You know, I had my loft was rented out for one of the days, and I spent it with my girls. I hate that kids don't like to play no more, man. Like, they want to stay in. And I was asking them, have they ever played freeze tag before? And they was like, what's that? I said,
oh, dang.
Oh, damn. How do your kids?
18 and 13.
They ain't never played
freeze tag? No, you know damn well that 18-year-old don't want to play no freeze tag.
They know about tag, but they was like, they don't play it. They just kind of like, I mean, I'm being silly, but they definitely was like, we don't play that no more. Like, we heard about it. But I'm just like, shit, y'all don't have fun, man. It's all about video games now, man. It's all about, like, you know.
Mm-hmm. Online friends. They have none physical form. Fun.
Yeah.
So they just be chilling. Like,
that's what you be doing to here, non-physical fun. God,
nah, yeah. Eating is very physical, baby girl. Let me tell you what. This... All it is, napkin, dab, grab more. That's very physical.
You know you use your sleeve.
Either way, I'm moving body parts. And then I'll be kicking my feet because I'll be happy when I'll be
Are you be happy?
Wow.
Well, yeah, I think COVID fucked up a lot of shit because
yeah.
18, that's what, beginning of high school, end of middle school?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Definitely my ruined my daughter's social either. Life.
My kids don't have no desire to drive at all. I'm like, same. Please. Like,
same. Come on.
Why is that? Because they don't have nowhere to go?
Why is it Uber? They got us. Uber. Yeah.
They got us and they got Uber.
Oh, that's true.
But Uber be so broke. Uber from Glendale to Burbank, where the kid works, is $30. So I'd be like, nah, I'm coming to get you. Don't even trip off, because that's $60 a day. That's more than she's going to make in her shift. So even if we had her paying for it, she wouldn't have enough money. She'd get her check and it'd be gone already.
Yeah.
Damn.
Wait, why does, so she doesn't drive either?
Nah.
Or catch the bus.
No, but this is what, like, I was talking to my friend who has a daughter that just graduated, and she was like, yo, this generation of kids, they don't care about driving nowhere because A, we made it so easy for them, and B, like, mm-hmm. you could say, well, I'm not, you know, like, and I remember us, like, we wanted to get out the house, we wanted to get in the car and go, but she's like, yo, they just meet their friends in the virtual world, so, like.
Yeah, they be on Zoom, they be doing Discord, they'll have, like, Discord movie meetups.
Yeah.
Right, so it's like, we don't need to go nowhere. I'm like, that's, look, I'm going to turn this Wi-Fi off.
What's a Discord movie meetup?
They'll meet up at a certain time and watch a movie on Discord.
That's stupid.
Yeah, it'd be like 50, 60 kids in there. They'd be having a ball. They'd be turning up.
Yeah.
They'd be having concerts and stuff. Like, my daughter would be, I'll be cracking. She'd be in there DJing on Discord. And it'd be like, you just hear kids yelling.
Make sure you tip your waiters.
Yes.
Wow.
$5 drink special going on right now.
What the fuck is going on?
Bro, they just, it's a different generation. And it's like, you can't really get mad at it because technology, you know, often makes our lives easier and things more accessible. So if you got a friend across the country, that's the best way to keep in contact with them is through those sorts of efforts, Discord and gaming and stuff like that. But it's also like, damn, the kid hurt her knee back in like middle school, and she just ain't been active since. She was running track. After that one injury, she was just like she'd get to the top of the stairs and be like, "Ooh, Jesus!" I'm like, "You too old. I mean, you too young to use the Lord's name in vain. You got to get some years on you before you can do that."
My child cannot touch her toes. She is about to be 16, and I was like, she was like, "Ooh, my back hurt," and I was like, you need to stretch. Why does your back hurt? I was like, touch your toes. She got to the ankle. It was like,
all these kids got osteoporosis now.
They are the oldest, inactive, crustiest. And I be making mine go out to walk with me. We'll walk the dog. We'll get down the street. And she be like, I am out of breath, baby. What are you talking about? You're 15. Damn.
Listen, let me tell you something. Listen, this new generation ain't going to have no baddies. They're going to be all awake,
right.
Out of breath. They ain't going to care about this.
Man, at 15, I had dance practice. I was going to ballet Monday and Wednesdays, Tuesdays and Thursdays, and Fridays and Saturdays was dance, another dance. And then I was also on the basketball team, so I would lead a basketball team in uniform and then go to dance practice.
They don't know nothing about that, Luke.
They don't know shit.
And
was taking public transportation.
Right.
I would have to take two buses to get to dance practice, and then going home, I had to take a train and two buses.
My daughter would turn it to dust if she had to catch the bus. She was in the great. Yeah. She would just like, she'd be like, she would just disappear. She is not equipped for the world when it comes to like doing it on her own. Now, she could Uber anywhere, but if she had to get out there on that bus.
Yeah.
Mine dust. Used to could bus when the school was down the street and it was like her and her friends, but like, nah, I wouldn't even trust it because I'm like, you on the bus and I'm gonna have to come pick you up because your ass done got lost. Yeah. My daughter be falling asleep on the school bus and almost miss her stop a couple times.
Oh, that's because she ain't trained yet. I used to fall asleep on the bus all the time and you always wake out right before your stop.
But like, nobody knows it. We was doing that with our body telling us time to get up. Yeah. Right? They got phones. She could literally. You can set a little timer on your phone. And that's I'll be telling my daughter. I'll be like, yo, you could set a reminder on your phone to take the trash out, to walk the dog and stuff like that. This is stuff you do on a weekly basis. How do you just keep forgetting to do this? I'm like, set a reminder on my phone.
Yeah. Like, it's in your hand. Yeah. It's already in your hand.
My reminder like, was my dad.
Or not. To my You're door. Not going to be dad. You're not going to be dad or not.
Yeah, nah. My dad would bust through my door at midnight, but like, didn't I tell you to take the trash out? Like, yep. Oh, my bad. Let me get up. I'm so sorry.
I still do that. I still do that.
Now I'm just up. That's how I be mad. Now I'm up. I be going to sleep like 8:30. So it's like, shit, if it ain't done, what? I guess we gonna do
Wait,
it.
Wait, what time does your daughter go to sleep?
Her ass be going to sleep.
She be DJing in the Discord. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. She got a gig at night.
Yeah, I be going to sleep. I be out like 9. She be in. I give her.
She's still awake.
She be up. I give her till like 10. She go to sleep at 10, but I be sleep like 8:30.
How do you know if you sleep? She probably got a whole nightlife.
I'm like, hey, we gonna find out. No, I check her. I check her phone. You can check like screen time.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I can check when that phone done working. But shit, if you get up on time.
That is your homegirl, Roxy. That is not your daughter no more.
All right. Stop saying your daughter. Bro, say your roommate.
Hey, go to sleep.
That's your broke roommate. That's your broke roommate.
No bills.
That's your broke best friend.
Right. Yeah.
Twin. Fell hard all the time. She ain't got no money to pay rent.
There has to be a level of trust. I'll be tired. I'm not staying up because your ass want to stay up, bro. I'm going to bed.
Yeah. Tell you to spot as good a spot as any.
She's telling you to go to sleep. Why don't you go to sleep? I got a concert about to before.
The kid, me and Farron fell asleep on the living room last night. Like this. So we have been missing each other for like a week straight. Like Aww. She had went out of town. She got back. When she got back, I was moving all day around on Friday, and then Saturday she had a gig. So Sunday, we were like, hey, we're going to stay at the house. We're going to drink. We're going to order food in. We're going to have a great time. We got lit. All right. I'm talking about 6, 7 o'clock. We lit. The kid got off at 11 and we was like, hey, catch a car. And she was like, but y'all at home. She looked at our location. She was like, but y'all at home. I was like, oh, baby, we can't drive right now, don't y'all?
Yeah, yeah. You don't want this. Right now.
We passed out the living room. She got home. She waking us up about 12:30. Like, y'all should just go on to y'all room. She don't like nobody to fall asleep in the living room because she think we gonna watch the TV too loud and disturb her.
That is so funny.
Old. Yeah, we old man.
We watched.
It's nothing like watching a movie with your daughter. My daughter invited me over to watch a movie with her, and I'm like 15 minutes in. I wake up, my glasses off, and I'm tucked up on the cover. I was like, shit.
Be curled like, up.
Hey, just come back. I'm sorry. She's like, right here. I didn't invite
my time.
I'm like, where did come from?
Fan in the movie theater. I'll stay awake in the movie theater. I might fall asleep on the show at home, but I'm staying awake in the movie theater. Fan can take naps. She will go to that. I'm talking about maybe
What's
8 minutes.
What's the neck pillow for? You know what time it is.
Yeah, I'll be bringing blankets.
You got a neck pillow in the movie.
Hey, baby.
Yeah, I can't do no movie after like 10 p.m. I can't go to the movie theater or nothing because I'm guaranteed to fall asleep.
I'll be in there.
But 10 p.m. is crazy, man.
I'm in there.
I can't go after 8. I'm going to go to sleep. Yeah.
Oh, but the crazy part is I don't go to bed till like 1, 2 in the morning. But if I'm just sitting and watching like this in a dark movie theater, anything past 10 p.m., I'm out.
Now that's the time
I'll
be
have
in
a
there.
Fidget spinner. You got to be in the movies with a fidget spinner to keep your body keep your body active.
Ain't gonna work.
You ever been waking up in movie theaters? You see like random parts, like people like, oh, what the fuck is happening?
Y'all be hating that shit.
You see, like he getting choked, like hey,
he's like, who is that?
I don't think I've ever fell asleep in a movie theater.
Yo,
what?
I definitely have.
I'd be like, I'm paying for this shit. I'm gonna stay
I've been
up
put to sleep in the movie theater.
Especially with movie pass on the thing. I can go to movies anytime. I'm like,
movie
I'm going right now.
Oh, I still got that. And I still be up. I'm like,
the $40 joint from.
Now it's like 20 bucks, 30
it's
bucks.
20?
30 bucks. I be in there all the time.
There it is. Well, listen, let's jump into the first topic of the day. Oh, yeah. Shout out to our special guest today. We got Dion Lack. We got Roxy Hayes in the building.
It's
we got OG Squad, Meg Scoop, Lulu Gonzalez. I'm to hear more. We're going to jump into this first topic right after this. First topic of the day, we have, would you rather have an eye that sees supernatural beings versus always hear the dead talking / screaming?
What?
Before we start, I'm sorry. I know you said her name was Lulu Gonzalez, but you said it so fast. It sounds like you said Little Gonzalez, so I will be calling you Little Gonzalez moving forward, just so you know. Okay, please continue.
Little
so.
Gonzalez.
Little Gonzalez. I was like, oh, that's fire. All right, Little Gonzalez.
I'm the youngest in the family, so I'm used to that.
Little Gonzalez.
Yeah, she was the last one to get her gun.
That's crazy. All right, so the eye can see, or what was the other thing?
So one of your eyes only can see supernatural beings. It can't see anything else. Other than that, it's just all black unless you see like a being around, a spirit, an orb, a ghost, anything like that.
They don't go back to a regular eye?
Nah. One eye is always like that. One eye is always like that.
An eye patch like Samuel Jackson?
I mean, you could do that. You could do that, but then you'll miss the supernatural being. Now you just got a dead eye. You can't see.
Do the eye look crazy or it look like a normal eye?
Look like a normal eye.
Oh, okay. So nobody can know it's the crazy eye. Yeah.
But you'll all be right. seeing, you'll be seeing, you know, how often you see them, depending on where you go and all that type of stuff. Now, with the hearing, it's always you can hear them, like, kind of in the background, off to a distance.
Oh, nah.
They just whisper. Always hear them.
Always hear them.
Ghost whisperer. But
in one ear?
No, you hear them both ears. It's in both ears.
Oh.
Oh, that's worse, because you can't see where they're at. They could be right next to you.
Definitely doing the eye. Definitely doing the eye. That is terror.
Yeah, heck yeah.
I can go put an app patch on, close the eye. But the hearing all the time?
Yeah, that would make my stomach hurt. What if they talking shit?
Hey, look at her hair, though. Look at her hair. And she thinks she packed. Look.
She thought she thinks she packed.
They unmotivating ass ghosts. Like, they be in the gym like, you can't do it.
Her hair look like, ooh, shit.
Oh, that's racist.
You think you ain't gonna have no racist ghosts?
Oh, that would suck too. Just whispering, calling me a nigglet. No, I don't want that. I don't need that in my life.
Why is ghosts always like in the 20s? They're never like,
hey, boy.
Had a FUBU 05 jersey on. They never.
What it's always to the new ghosts.
The new
ghosts are like our new generation. Like they too lazy to hunt people, so they just like they purgatory. Like, so I'm just gonna stay here.
A Steve Harvey jersey on. I mean, a suit. Steve, a G Unit.
I don't want to hear. I got too many exes that got killed. I don't need to hear that shit. So.
At some point, you got to start the question, is it you, Roxy?
You've had
some stories.
You said killed, not died.
No, not killed.
The dude just that got arrested for shooting somebody for stealing the lawnmower, like all of that shit. Like, you got a lot going on.
That was my ex's friend.
Mm-hmm, sure.
You know, somebody said I'll be capping these stories. I wish. What a terrible life I've had. Right. I make that shit up, bitch.
And it wasn't like super, super crazy. It was just like, damn, motherfuckers is ready to end it all over a lawnmower.
Yeah,
like,
what I'm
you
saying.
Could have came up with something more.
Why would I lie about Roxy be lying about being almost murdered? How was that fun? For who? Like, I'm gonna be like, oh, they gonna love this.
My ex, a biopic.
One of my exes got shot at a Wingstop.
What?
So y'all want to hear that wings? Chatter?
What kind of wings did he order?
He ain't even get to order the wings. They got in a fight. I'll tell y'all later. But yeah, so I don't want to hear all of that chattering or just like ancestors of people that I didn't like that die. I don't want to hear y'all whispering. It's one thing to see, y'all.
I don't ever want to die hungry. That's like my, like my biggest thing. Like, cause I don't know if I'm gonna spend the rest of the afterlife hungry. Like. Imagine you go to a place to order for wings and you ain't never get them wings.
What if you pick the eye that sees a supernatural? You trying to masturbate. You see the ghost pop in like,
you fucking it up, bro.
Oh, they like it? They like it? Oh, that would be worse if they liked it.
The ghost start doing
you
this.
Like, that up.
No, it'd be worse if they wasn't. If they was like, ew.
Like, wait, what? They wouldn't get all their ghost friends. Like, look at this shit.
Hey, you know how nasty you gotta be for a ghost to say ill? Like,
no, it's not even if you're nasty, they just don't like you and be like, ew. Like, wait, what? I'm by myself. What are you
doing? Like, hey, get out there in front of my kids, man.
Yo, bring it multiple people out while you jacking off is just I will be hurt. Like, I can't even finish, but you would have to finish. I'm like, y'all just gonna have to be disgusted.
Oh, you can't finish, man.
Hey, we just both looking at each other.
Ew, can you just close your eye? Just close.
If you midway through, you gotta finish because you know it took a little time for you to find the video, so you gotta
see it through
my butt.
It's you know the worst when it glitch or it pause, you be like, fuck. You be like, come on, baby, come on.
Or when it reopened when you done, it's like, that was old me. I'm not even in that. I don't want to see that right
now. That old me.
That's sort of who I was an hour ago.
You come, you a different person. Like, I don't even want to see this shit no more.
This film?
Hey, you ever just close out the app, but don't like really close it. You just swipe it away, and then you go to pull something up on the internet. That's the first thing to pop up. Like, I was doing some research.
That was my horny me.
She followed me on Instagram. I'll see what type of work she's doing.
I just want to know what's happening. But yeah, I feel like because if the eye, then I can't hear that, so it's just a vision. Yeah, I could just like you said, I just eye patch that motherfucker and see it when I want to see it.
What sucks is you get punched in the good eye. And only the
you get pink eye in the good eye.
Oh, that would suck.
Dang, see, I would make that a business. I'd be like, yeah, come on in here. I can see the spirit behind you, he said, or I can see, you know what I'm saying? You can see it. It looks like an old lady spirit that be walking with you.
Somebody gonna take
it. Am I a ghost whisperer now? Do I charge people for this?
Yes, girl, you better use it to your advantage.
Nah, they gonna take your eye like Naruto, like the fuck how they used to take.
And then I'll be like, thank you, okay?
But now
you gotta get a fake eye.
That's cool. I could get one that's like I would get it like if I had a fake eye, I would get different sets for like different events.
Nah, okay, baddie, let's go.
You know, I'd be like, okay, I'm gonna get me a little blue eye and be like, yes, I have like two different eyes. And then I would get one that has like no eye on it at all. It's just white. Ooh. That would be for Halloween.
Or all black one, that'd be fire.
What's wild is I think the eye is the only organ that you can't replace. Cause you can replace the heart, but you can't replace the eye, can you? I don't know. I reactivated my eyes with somebody else's eyes.
Yeah, can you put an eye?
Can you get an eye transplant?
I don't think they've done eye transplants.
Heart transplants. I'm like, they can't replace your eyes. It should be no blind people with the technology now.
There's a movie with Jessica Alba, and she did the same thing, and then she could see ghosts.
Cornea transplant. Oh, they're gonna do the first eye transplant. Oh, they did it last year.
How was this?
Did it work?
Trying to see.
We ain't hear about it, so
they probably ain't work. Yeah, they ain't say shit except they did the first one.
It was like, well, there goes that one.
They've replaced like the cornea. I think they said they replaced pieces, but this is the first time they did a whole eye. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't see shit else about it. Just they did it.
Yeah, we don't want to talk about this. We keep fucking up. We don't want to talk about the trial period.
Maybe they gotta wait. Oh, I'm finna send y'all this.
Please.
Oh, I love an article. I told them. I hope he got to see. I would be scared if I get somebody pieces and they got some evil, like you said. Like, now I'm seeing ghosts because you was out here doing some wild shit.
And can you sue if they ain't got 20/20 vision? You'd be like, hey, man, this is worse.
You know,
like,
I'm.
I can see, but this is all fucked up.
Wait, but ain't they dead? You suing their estate because you got my dead uncle? I beat your ass. Take my eye back.
Criminal. He did some wild shit, and now that eye is infecting your body and making you do wild shit.
Ooh.
How you looking at niggas in the gym in the pool?
Yes.
It's the eyes. It's not me. It's the eyes. Get your goddamn hands off me. It's the eyes.
Oh, shit. I'm going to ask them tomorrow when we hang out. But yeah, I think. I kid. But yeah, I'm going. I guess I'll go eye. I don't see the perks to the whisper because I just feel like they would be mean to me. I don't know why. Like, I feel like they would be hurting my feelings. Like, big back bitch. More bread again. I don't know. And I don't even know who's saying it.
It's you just know who's saying it.
Ain't he? Yeah,
the ghost of your trainer, the ghost of the ghost of your former bras, all your old bras are like, oh, you ruined us, bitch.
Not the old bras.
You killed us.
That's not even funny. I just broke another one yesterday. That's not even funny. That shit $90.
The back is like, we can't take it no more, Captain. I'm giving it all.
She's not.
That's why I don't be coming over here.
Damn it, I'm a broad, not a sheet, then.
Shut up, Tahir.
Aww.
What your drawers be saying? We in the same boat.
Reel it back
a
little bit, Lou. Don't laugh that hard at her.
That's the first real laugh I had all week.
She's been sick. Thank you. You're welcome.
Hey, reel it back just a little bit.
It's your reel it back.
That's
reel
some hating ass shit.
Shit. Let's put it to a vote, man. What the fuck y'all got going on? What y'all going
on? Oh, not mad. I'm going on.
Hey, yeah, Lululemon makes a good sports bras.
Ooh.
Double breasted.
How would you know?
Ooh, what?
I got titties.
I know what you talking about to hear.
She hold her bra, I mean, her breast down with, that's
try
and,
again.
And,
try
and
again.
Clips.
I felt it come. Oh, you was vamping, waiting for it to come.
I had nothing. I was trying to. I responded too fast.
It's okay. I'm going. Also, is that a cat behind you, or is that clothes? You got a cat?
Oh, who are you talking about?
So you to hear?
That's a
Batman
blob.
That's a boot. It looks like a black cat.
It looks like a cat.
It looks like the cape of Batman.
So yeah, I need that shit because
I'm going I.
Now it's a shoe. That's a cat with his back turned. That motherfucker got an attitude.
A cat with his back turned. He got an attitude. Okay.
I don't give a fuck about y'all.
Thanks. Yeah.
All right. So I for everybody.
Yeah.
All right. It's unanimous with the I. All right. Cool. There it is. We're gonna jump into this next topic. Right after this. Second topic of the day, we have, would you rather receive text messages of someone watching you versus phone calls of someone warning you?
Ooh. Wait, watching me, what's their motivation?
It's like they never interact with you, right? They're just like, saw you going into Whole Foods today. Know your ass ain't getting nothing healthy. And they're just... But you could never call the number back or anything like that. And then the person calling you will be like, I don't think you should go to the club tonight. I heard something crazy is going to happen. Or they can call you like literally like, don't park right here. Find another spot.
Why are you answering?
Right. I'm lonely, Dion. I'm lonely.
Well, with the
answering all the calls,
with the phone calls, they're trying to protect you, so it's not too much fear associated with it, other than like, how do you know? But if their intentions are pure and you know, coming from a good place, then I'm gonna answer every time. See it, I be going.
But how do you know? I would feel like you the one doing this shit, because how you know what's keep going bad in my life? Are you setting it up? I watch y'all
like
never. You know what I'm saying? You never seen Pretty Little Liars?
Mm-hmm. I ain't never seen it, but I mean...
Even if
it is, then, that's all the more reason for you to listen to this motherfucker.
Oh, that's true. Wait a
minute.
You
know they got another Pretty Little Liars, right?
Yeah, with Summer. Yeah, I'm finna watch it.
Me too.
Come on, Lil Gonzalez, we gonna watch it.
Let's go, Big Roxy.
Hey!
Even people with good intentions are not fun to be around. It's must say, stay away from that girl. Stay away from that guy. Don't eat that food. You're like, hey, man, let me live my life.
Yeah.
But is that worse than somebody watching everything you do?
Yeah.
But they're texting, though.
Yeah, I could just ignore
it. I know, but they're watching you, meaning they can see you.
I'd be like, is this what you want? Huh?
Just meet out? You happy?
I'm at home by myself. You're like, motherfucker, you got
to. Who did Jennifer Love Hewitt?
Yeah. What do you want from me?
What do you want from me?
Well, I feel like, do I have to answer the calls? Could not go to voicemail. Like,
I mean, it could
protocol?
Go to voicemail. Go to voicemail.
But you still got the warning.
Yeah. Now you don't listen to the warning. You get out the car, you get hit upside your head.
You know what?
I told you not to park here, bitch.
I think it's kind of like the future thing. Like, I wouldn't want to know the future because I'm going to make it happen. I would just be stressed. Every time somebody called, I feel like I would be stressed. that it's just like a call telling me like, ah, you finna die. But the text messages is just like, I see you shitting. Like, okay, I am.
You about to film your special? You go on stage like,
oh, yeah. You want to I don't want answer. That.
Next person come on stage, Roxy. Yeah, you be like,
hello, yeah, you gonna break
it's
bitch.
A nigga like... in the ground with a sniper. We're gonna cancel the show.
All right, y'all, good night. But what if it's not? I don't know. I just feel like I would just always be on edge and scared that something terrible is gonna happen. The text message I already know is happening because I'm the one doing it. If your freaky ass want to watch me have sex, then that's all you, pervert. Like.
But what if they're like a constant like bother? I'm gonna have to like mute a chat. I just hate seeing like unread messages and it's like
right.
See, nah.
Yeah. I haven't blocked the number because they're texting you from like an app or something, so yeah. It comes through like as a different yeah, number every time.
Text message like you just gonna leave that wipe like that? You got wipe one more time, brother. That's not a good enough wipe.
Ugh.
In my bathroom?
White. Yeah.
Now that part would be scary. Like if you were out and you got the text message, that's one thing. But like them like telling you what you're doing in a room with no windows or something like that, because it's like, damn, do they got cameras in here? Like, what's a camera? How do they know? That would be the scary part for sure.
That shirt don't go good with that hat, man. Let's try it again.
I mean, that's informative. I'll take that. Like, man, you right.
You ain't got that.
You got to see it all together, bitch.
The belt. It's the belt that's going to really bring up the color.
Let me cook. I need a color.
Yeah, I feel like I would be friends with the person that was texting me before I'd be friends with the person that's warning me.
That's so crazy. The person that's warning you is trying to help you out. You like, nah, fuck you. That just goes to show you good guys do finish last. Because this nigga's trying to protect your life.
He might not. Like I said, I just wouldn't trust it. I think you doing it. Like, your brakes fucked up. Like, you cut him.
But you comfortable with a dude just watching your whole life?
You heard what happened earlier. You know what I'm saying? You just back there chilling? All right, we just chilling. I don't feel like I do enough stuff. What you gonna say? Oh, you watching anime again? Yeah.
That's the thing. When he start getting annoying, like anime again, bitch. Like,
I'll block his ass. I know you because you said can. I can mute you. I can mute you and just not respond. I got like 200-300.
You can't mute him. It's gonna come from a different number every time. That's what I'm saying. Like
just D on D, D and D all day, baby. It's just gonna be all day, no answer.
Oh, I hate D and D people. All day D and D people.
Yeah, I got about 400 on bitch.
Why didn't you answer your phone calls? I've been trying to text you. TNT's been trying to reach out to you.
Hey, they should have emailed. Business come through emails, baby. I'm going to email. You ain't gonna shit. That sounds so old.
Let me see if Roxy got her shit on D&D. Roxy had her shit on D&D this earlier this morning when I text her for the show. Let me see if it's still on.
But was she sleeping?
Okay, no, it's off now. It's off now.
Hey, this is completely off topic. But did y'all see that video of the dude who just realized like he's been using the bathroom wrong?
What?
He was like, the girl was like, so when you wipe, he was like, wait a minute, y'all don't like poop in your hand and then like with the toilet paper. He's like, he poops in his hand and then he lets it hit the toilet. I swear to God, this is a real story. He was like, wait a minute. So y'all just be letting it drop in the water and the water hits you? They're like, yeah, it's a grown ass man too. He was like, he poops in his hand and then gently lets it go into the water.
He releasing the doodle into the wild?
How did he do that? To do
wait,
that?
Wait. What does he do when he has like diarrhea?
That's what the girl said. She was like, what happens to you? He's like, I cup and like get a lot of toilet paper.
What race was this person?
Black. I'm black. Man.
No.
He ain't seen movies that niggas be shooting.
I swear to
God. Oh my God.
Who taught him that?
I must send it to you. This has appalled me. It's been making rounds again on social media. But he was just like, yeah, he's like, have I been doing this wrong, y'all? He's like, for real. Like, nobody else does it like that? And the girl was like, no.
Hold on.
No.
That's like that one meme that's like,
everybody grew up like this. It's like they take shits in the shower and then stump it through the drain. Like,
oh,
who doing that?
What? But you stump it down the drain?
Yeah, they say they poop in the shower and then they smash it down the drain.
That is so, why? I don't understand why you just wouldn't.
The only benefit to that,
your bath, your toilet, and your shower are in the same room,
right there. The
only not benefit far. To that is that, like, there have been so many times when I definitely get out the shower and have to take a shit immediately after. It's like, fuck.
And I'm all cold.
Yeah.
I'm right back in the shower though.
Yeah. I don't want to touch no poo. Okay.
Yeah, actually, it's got to be clean when I leave the house.
Sitting on a damn toilet is diabolical.
There you go.
Ugh.
You found it.
Ugh, doo-doo. Reminds me of there was a video of a guy who his first person he had sex with was a trans.
He ain't black. I'm upset about that. What happened with the trans?
What's the car about?
You know they just be putting.
They doing that now, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, you know shit.
What? We couldn't hear it, so we just was like, yeah. We thought you was gonna send it to
us.
We just thought you was showing proof of concept. Like, it's really that.
Please believe me.
You didn't listen. God damn.
She's so angry about this dude. Because
every time I go in there, y'all like, hey, man, but you know what? I can't hear it. I don't know why I can't hear it. Maybe I can't hear it. I'll send it later.
Yeah, send it to us later, Luke.
Yeah.
I want to check it out.
What happened with the story, Dion? I want to hear the story.
Yeah, so there was a guy whose first person that he had sex with was a trans. And he was like, don't you love it when you like you hitting from the back? And then he was everybody telling the story, like, yeah, you hit it from the back and you beating that shit and this. You reach around and you play with the clit. And everybody, like, yeah. He said, oh, you can jack that bitch off. And they was like, whoa, how big?
Oh, he didn't know?
He just thought that this was normal. He just thought, like, this is how it was the girl's body was. He was having sex in the butt and was reaching around. Apparently, this trans had a small penis. And he was like,
but he ain't never seen porn. He ain't never seen like a vagina.
This was maybe 16, 17 year old little kid. He was on
so he ain't never seen porn.
He was on TikTok. As Lou would say, I'll send you the link.
Porn to tell you everything you need to know, baby. Like, yeah, even if you just go through the categories, you'd be like, oh, chick with dick. Oh, okay. Well, that's different. Maybe
he thought that's how women were built.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, she ain't developed yet.
I will say there are, okay, this is, now we're getting into it. So women that take steroids will have like a bigger clit.
Mm-hmm.
Like a huge.
But it's still not a penis. It's not a penis.
Yeah, balls is a different thing. But it'll kind of resemble one.
Because technically a clit is a female penis. It is. It's the same anatomy.
It's very interesting. Form
different.
I was gay once when that happened with a girl.
What?
I was like, mm-hmm. Oh, this is different. This is different.
Mm-hmm. Wait, was he had a big clitoris?
Yeah, do that sentence again.
You want like
what
that?
Happened? Yeah, no, like you're not
you
just
like gonna, this.
Yeah,
you kind of had
to go like this.
Hey, Roxy, I was gonna let him live. Roxy
no,
said,
no,
let's clear that up.
Yeah, I mean, to back what Lulu was saying.
The point of the joke of making it funny. Yes, I saw it. I said, oh, I have to do this, huh? All right. I guess I'm...
Did it really happen or is it a joke?
Are you sure it wasn't? She wasn't trans?
It was about this big. It was about this big. The clip.
Okay, Dion, are you sure she wasn't trans?
I had intercourse with this person.
Yeah, you want that.
Exactly. Are you sure she wasn't trans?
I got her pregnant, nigga. Damn, all right. That's what y'all want to hear?
Oh, yeah.
So you just talking about... You just talked... Oh, I'm telling.
This
girl, he talking about your clitoris on...
Let's hope the kids don't watch this episode. Your daughter watch this episode. They're going to be like...
I got a tap dance for y'all niggas, man.
Put a disclaimer that says this is a big clit episode.
Are you lying?
I'm dead serious. Clint was about this big. It was about that big.
So you see, this is why I don't
believe Roxy's stories because they be thinking she lying because you be lying.
Because you be lying. Who man, had the big
she don't be lying for the joke. She tell
who be lying more between me and Tahir though. Tahir be
that's true. Tall, tail you know, ass but D.I. you Tahir be loose. Be
lying. Who you be lying? Me?
Yes, Tahir, you be lying. And then it sounds so good because you're such a primo, number one, amazing liar.
I haven't lied to y'all in months. Okay.
You're a habitual liar.
I haven't habitually lied.
You don't be saying just kidding.
I haven't done that in months to you guys. I don't know why y'all still caught up on that.
I actually believe you.
I've turned a different leaf, guys.
I will say that one time when you shit on Brennan when he thought you was lying about watching that anime and you actually did was probably one of the best days of my life. I was very, very excited about that. Just the shit on Brennan. Brennan, if you're watching, I love when people shit on you.
So you're telling the truth. I need to start lying.
I don't know. I'm not a good liar. I'll be forgetting the lie.
Yeah.
Do something else so I can tell a lie. Come on.
Okay. We're gonna do it on the next one. Let's put it on. We're gonna go to this next one real quick.
Wait, we didn't answer this one.
What was it?
What'd you say, Lou?
Did we answer the second one?
No, I said let's put it to a vote.
Oh. What we voting? I forgot what the damn
receive the text messages.
Oh,
of someone watching you versus the phone call of someone warning you.
Text me.
Call me, baby. Tell me what's up.
Call me. I need the warning. Like, with that heads up. I'll be in some sketchy areas of the city. So
that's what happens when you go to pulled pork game nights with random people you've never met.
Pulled pork game night.
Hey, Meg got that one off, man.
Don't give him no ideas, Meg. Pulled pork game night, it sounds lit.
Are you saying he's eating the pulled pork or he is the pulled pork?
I don't know. Either one. That's why it's
so funny. Hey, so listen, y'all heard about the thing? It's called Dinner with Strangers.
Yeah.
It's a real thing.
In the dark? The dark one?
No. It's an idea. Not an idea. Where is it at? It's a real thing. Like you can sign up for it. You list all the things that you like, music, all that type of stuff, personal taste, and they'll group you with seven other strangers. And y'all just all meet for dinner.
That was so funny. Tahir did that, and it was all hooved animals.
It was him in the barn.
All y'all had hoofs.
She keep calling you pulled pork, and I'm like, Roxy,
I'm here, baby. I'm here. I hear it and I see it. You don't have to.
You didn't react how I needed you to.
Well, it was an insult towards me, so I'm not going to.
Because pork is one thing. Pig is one thing. But pulled pork?
That's a delicacy.
That's your cook.
I just picture showing up to game night. He got on an apron. And there's like a little miniature Tahir rotisserie in with an apple in its mouth.
No shirt on, just the apron.
Just the apron, right? All you see is freckles.
And a hat that says kiss.
All you see is freckles.
What is wrong with y'all, man? That's why y'all not invited to stuff, because y'all don't know how to act the polite.
I don't go to dinner with strangers with, what was it?
I'm not telling you shit. Figure it out on your own.
Game night. That shit sound lit.
You hear where's the apron on backwards?
I guess the new meaning of pulled pork, huh?
Dion be in there with a bill bone with ladies with big clits only can feed them.
I'm supporting your joke so it's not silent, okay? I'm typing in haha XD XD haha LOL.
Wow. BCG, Big Click Gang, is that on your dating profile?
I'm over trying to be vulnerable with y'all. I thought it was a safe space. I'm telling y'all about this girl.
Man, I mean, you know you made up that whole story.
Why y'all making it like these women don't exist, man? Why y'all so ashamed of these women, all right? They happen.
I've had one with a big clit.
What is the difference with big clit versus a regular clit?
I'm not gonna get into that right now. We can talk offline, but there is a difference. There's a difference.
Okay.
There's a difference. All right. What are we going with? Text, phone call, text or phone call.
Warning.
Warning.
Warning for me too.
Warning.
Warning.
Holy shit.
Roxy, what you going with?
I'm going with Chex.
Chex, Dion?
Oh, God, yeah.
What'd you say, Dion?
Text message.
Okay, okay. So the phone calls have it on that one. We're going to jump into this last topic right after this. Last topic of the day, we have, would you rather have a mirror that shows all the people you've wronged versus a diary that tells you your future?
This ain't number Harry Potter.
The diary.
Mixed in with a little Snow White.
Ooh.
Or Black Mirror.
Wait, what? Is the mirror, are they talking to it? I just got to see their face.
So the mirror shows everyone I did wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fuck
like
them.
What are they like? What are like when I look into it, I don't see myself. I just always
you don't
see
yourself. You only see their reflection.
Oh, then it's gonna be an empty ass mirror because I already knew nobody wrong.
Hey, listen, you are the villain in somebody's story.
That's what I said. Like I
you called me a dingbag one time. Remember that?
I stand by.
Oh,
it.
That's funny. So, yeah, Dion will always be in your mirror.
Hey, hey, get back here, huh? Remember this guy?
You know what I'm saying? Is they talking or just their image? And do I know I wronged them, or is it like that where like Lulu didn't think that she wronged him by calling him a dingbat because it's honest? So is it the person feels like I wronged them, or I did a thing on her?
It's both.
This shit just be like coasting by.
No, I think it has to be how they feel, Roxy. Oh. Is. Like, oh. You know what I'm saying? Because you
honest. And the mirror, the mirror is in. Like a common place in your house, so when people come over, they see it too.
But they see
everyone
but
can
for
see
them, you. Not for me.
No, they see what you see in there.
Also, they, then they'll actually, see Dion be like, "Hey man, you call me back." I'm like, oh, that's just Dion.
That is Harry Potter, like the portraits on the wall.
Yeah. Dion just stand in the mirror like this.
Back here and look at my face.
And it's just in the living room.
Yeah.
You know? Can I throw a blanket over the mirror and then ooh, nobody see nothing?
He's just falling off. The mirror's built into the wall. There's no ledge.
Yeah, I could
take it to the door. Is that your front door when you exit into the house? Hey, look who's back.
But I don't hear them. I forgot what you said.
You don't hear them. No, you don't hear them.
Oh.
Yeah, that's okay. What you looking at? You can't beat my ass. I'm going to always go.
Wait, but then do you know why they're... Do you know why they're in the mirror?
I mean, if it's somebody that you know that what you did, you know, say obviously you don't know exactly how everything you do makes somebody feel, but, you know, you may remember the interaction. You may not. Would y'all take it upon yourselves to call the people and try to square it away to like...
No.
Would that remove them from the mirror?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Potentially.
If they were like no longer felt wronged about it?
What unless it was somebody dead. That passed away and then...
That's so funny though, but what if you call somebody and you was like, hey, I just want to explain, I'm so sorry, you know, we good? And they say yes, and then you get back home and they still in the mirror.
Oh, this bitch is a liar.
Is
a lion.
Don't get over that shit. Huh?
I'd be so
mad. That's just one of the accusations.
That's crazy. But the diary...
I got your thing back. I got your thing.
But I can't hear him. So it's all he's... good.
Yeah, the rest of your life.
One down. You got 9 more to go. You like,
yo, you drill that's... him. Didn't you draw him too?
Don't we draw Dion?
No, please don't.
Okay. Later? It's my favorite pastime. But yeah, because I really don't want to know the future. Does the diary get new pages every day with some future? Like, how does that even work? Like, how
it's far something, it's something in there every day there's a page added to it, right? Something wrote. Mm. But you don't necessarily, like, it doesn't tell you something bad is going to happen every time. But when something bad is going to happen, you're going to know. And it's nothing you can do to change it.
Yeah,
I would absolutely love that. Why would you want that, Roxy?
Who wanna? Why would I? It's like your grandmama dying tomorrow. I don't want to know that.
I would
shit.
Be like, oh, let me get as much time in as I can from her, grandma. There's a couple recipes you didn't give me yet. I need you to give them to me before 3 p.m. tomorrow.
That is messed up. I know you die tomorrow.
Grandma, I need you
to give
me these recipes. No, everything. Yes.
I'm like, hey, just finish doing.
Put me in your will.
It's different. It's different when it's going to happen and there's nothing you can do. That's different from like the phone call one where they're warning you not to do something.
You can avoid
it. Something bad, and you can avoid it. But when it's like you can't change it, and you just got to go through it. That part sucks. I don't think I want to know that part.
Yeah, no, I would want to, because to me, stressful. even if you can't change it, even if it was like, okay, world apocalypse is happening tomorrow, well, it's like, well, the least I could do is like get my time in with the people that I love. If my grandmother's dying, like a same thing. To me, it's like I'd rather know those things
so I
can prepare.
Yeah, if it was like zombie apocalypse starts tomorrow, I'm gonna go load up on some bullets, some water.
Nah, I'm good. If it start, hey, if y'all gonna eat a bitch, eat a bitch. I like to live.
What was the point of working out, man? If you was like, you're gonna eat a bitch,
yeah, right? Yum yum. I want to live in blissful ignorance. If the shit ended tomorrow, I don't want to know. Like,
nah, I want to be ready. I'm locking and loaded. I can't wait to shoot some zombies.
You're just finna be stressed. I got enough stress. I don't need added because the book said all the water finna be off. If that bitch off tomorrow, that's just off tomorrow. We'll deal with it.
That is so funny. That's the worst. How you gonna be able to? That's the worst. I'd be so mad if I found out that my friend had a diary that told her the future and she knew he was gonna be in a drought for the next 10 years and she ain't tell me to go get some water.
Hey, man, one day at a time.
I'd be so mad.
We figure it out. I don't know. That mirror, I could just ignore it. I don't give a fuck. I just won't look over there.
That's I should get another mirror.
I shattered that bitch. You didn't say we could shatter.
Is it every mirror that you look into, or just one mirror? To hear,
it's just that one mirror.
See?
Oh well, then that's
look away.
See, if you said every mirror, then I might be like,
I'm gonna sell that joint at a yard sale.
It's gonna pop up in the other mirror. Like, you thought you get rid of me? That's crazy. Yeah, I think
pop up show niggas.
Yeah, my mirror. It'd be a lot of people in that mirror, but. It's okay. Y'all just looking at me. Y'all just mad. I don't know. I would feel nothing. I don't really feel guilt.
Hey, real quick. This is completely off base. But did y'all see this right here?
Go back. It's really hard to see that.
Oh, yeah, I seen that. No.
Twitter is officially announcing that they're going to allow adult content on the platform.
I mean, they've been doing that.
It's been on there.
It's allowed. It's already there.
Yeah,
we've been yanking it to Twitter for the past 6 years. What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah. I haven't been on Twitter in a minute, and I went on the other day, and all I saw was ass and hey, look at me if you want a good time. Hey, I was like, when did that happen?
Yeah, it's already. Do they mean like monetized or something?
Oh, that could be it.
I don't
like
know.
You have
I
to pay
like,
for.
That's I'll be like, yo, we could be making Pornhub, bro.
We're missing out on the bag.
And they be posting up on the content that doesn't even fit with it. They be like. Donald Trump requested, you can cuff me with these titties. I'm like, golly, how do you find a way to hashtag? No,
it'd be so crazy because they'll post something that has nothing to do with porn, and then you go in the comments, and it's just filled with porn.
Right.
Like, post your smile today. This is all ass and coochie.
You like my smile?
Like these lips?
I ain't gonna front though. Anytime there's like a nude that's leaked, I go right to Twitter.
Oh yeah, you got to.
It be on there.
Oh, when Drake's joint got leaked, I went right to Twitter. I found it ASAP.
You know the worst is when you try to find it, you're like, God, let me stop. I'm wasting way too much time trying to find this bitch. You be like, God, I feel like I'm giving up though. Let me. What? Like, who got the real link, man? You going to all these little fake links? Make sure you subscribe. I don't want to subscribe. Just show me the fucking link.
What did I say earlier? You got to see it through, my boy. Right. Just like when, I forgot when Trey Songz and shit leaked, I was on there diligently. I was looking for hours. I was putting out threads like, yo, who got it? Send the link.
That is a crazy amount of horny.
Who had the swamp water? Sukuni? What's her girl? Sukuni or Sexy Red?
Sukiana?
Sukiani. Somebody had like swamp water.
Sukuni?
Sukuni?
Who had Sukuni's
news?
Y'all ain't see Saganawa's pussy.
Now you're showing your age.
Hey, we might be old, but Dion is prehistoric. That boy, what's that girl named? Sukuni?
I had no idea that's what you were trying to say.
Shakuna Reborn. What is her name? I was searching like for at least 45 minutes. I got pissed. Like, everybody keep talking about this swamp water, this fucking sewage water. Why am I searching for this?
Hey, this nigga
Dion. He was coming and it was like dark brown or something like that.
This nigga Dion sent me a picture of this chick that's on Twitter that does porn. This white chick. Like, look, you know, she got some weight on her, right? And she got two pistols on her back, like right where mine are. He was like, Tia, is this you? And
meanwhile, it was Tahir and Greg.
I was like, nigga, I said, you a wild nigga. Got two muskets on his back.
I was gonna put your hand on it, looking back like that. Like,
you was gonna Photoshop
it? You should have, Dion. You should.
That's hilarious. Oh shit!
You a cold piece for that one, man.
Oh my gosh, that is so funny.
Cold piece, man.
Pulled pork game night. It's so funny. Oh shit! Hold on, I gotta.
Nigga's a sniper, boy.
Hey, she don't play fair. That's why I don't invite her to nothing now.
Oh, that's me.
Whatever. Who you talking about? Me? You don't invite me?
No, okay.
I don't live in LA, you dumb.
Can't have you nagging everybody when they come to the party for a good time.
Whatever. You know I'm the life of the party.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Oh, you sent the picture?
Oh, wow.
I was going to put you in. I'll go put the hand on back like this, like looking back.
Oh,
that
wow.
Is so funny.
I agree. Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. You ain't got no words. This is.
Oh, what's wow. going on?
That's funny. Yeah, that's you to hear.
Mine don't go that low, man. The whole pistol ain't drawn on mine, dog. That's next level.
You don't
level.
Go until your crack like that.
Nah, that mine is far away from that. Okay. It's just.
It is. Wait till you lose weight. It's going to drop.
All right. Calm down.
I'm going to slide down.
All right. Let's go ahead and put this to a vote, man. Let's just go ahead.
That you order said, hey, you
is that the reason why you ain't trying to lose weight to you? Because you want them guns sliding down your butt?
Have the mirror or
that
the diary.
Be your back of your ankles.
This whole time. So you're talking about something. I'm trying to lose weight. And I'm like, ankles. Oh, nigga, no, you not. Now we know why.
Pistol, yeah. We got muskets on the back, yo.
Watch the episode of Squadcast versus.
They offered on Ozempic for free. They was like, he said, "Nah, I know what's gonna happen. I'm gonna get on Ozempic, but I don't want that."
We want to sponsor you.
We want to give it to you for free.
Oh my gosh.
Squad Bag Scoop, Lulu Gonzalez to me. Thank y'all so much for watching.
Ooh, hey, Dion, do the Photoshop anyway.
All right, I'll go ahead and close this out, man.
Wait, a big mirror. It's funnier because the picture opens, so I just picture that. Oh, shit.
You a wild nigga for that one, bro.
I could just picture him like this, too. Like,
hey, relax, Lou. Relax.
Oh, shit. What'd he do, Lou? What'd he do?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, shit.
That was a wild picture, man. Hey, I gotta go. Y'all play too much. I'll talk to y'all later.
Be on top like that. Barry be like, come here.
Oh, shit. Oh, hey, y'all. Oh, God. Oh, shit.
Oh, my face hurts.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.